Hello, everyone. I'm David Gertin, and I'd like to introduce this fascinating exploration generated from a chapter in my book on conversational leadership titled The Two Pillars of Truth. Just to clarify, what you're about to hear is not my actual voice, and I did not write the lecture. It's all AI generated. As we journey through this lecture, we'll delve into two powerful methods, the scientific method and the Socratic Elenchus. These two approaches stand as the fundamental pillars of our quest for truth, showcasing humanity's remarkable capacity to think, ponder, and most importantly, to question. To start, let's define some key terms that will guide our discussion. The scientific method is a systematic approach to acquiring knowledge about the natural world through empirical observation, experimentation, and logical reasoning. In simpler terms, it's a way that scientists investigate and understand how things work, often following a step-by-step process. Imagine you see a strange animal outside your window. You might start by observing its behaviors. That's your first step. You might then question what animal it is and form a hypothesis or a testable explanation about its species based on what you see. Next, we have the Socratic Elenchus, named after the ancient Greek philosopher Socrates. This method focuses on dialogue and critical thinking. It works through asking probing questions to expose contradictions or inconsistencies in a person's beliefs. Picture a spirited debate where one person continuously asks, "But why do you believe that?" or "What evidence supports your claim?" This process is not just about winning an argument. It is about leading the other person to a deeper understanding, or sometimes to confusion, a state called aporia. It's a powerful tool for philosophical exploration and refining our beliefs. So, why are these methods so crucial in our pursuit of truth? Both the scientific method and the Socratic Elenchus emphasize rigorously testing and critically examining ideas. In a world filled with misinformation and varying beliefs, the ability to discern what is true can significantly impact our knowledge and decision-making. Imagine you go to a doctor who swears by a new treatment for a disease, only to find it was untested. The scientific method would require extensive clinical trials to validate that treatment's effectiveness. On the flip side, the Socratic Elenchus would encourage questions about the underlying principles of that treatment. Does it really work, and on what evidence is this based? Now let's dive deeper into how each method works. The scientific method usually involves six main steps: observation, question, hypothesis, experimentation, analysis, and conclusion. First, you observe something around you. Then, you formulate a focused question regarding that observation. Next, you propose a hypothesis, which is a possible explanation that can be tested through experiments. After conducting tests, you analyze the data to identify trends and determine whether your hypothesis is supported. Finally, you conclude and reflect on the implications of your findings. For example, let's say a scientist observes that plants seem to grow faster in certain types of soil. The question might be, does soil type affect plant growth? The hypothesis could be, plants will grow faster in nutrient-rich soil compared to poor soil. The scientist then conducts experiments, measures the growth of plants in different soils, and analyzes the data, reaching a conclusion. This systematic approach fosters a culture of inquiry, where ideas are tested and validated. On the other hand, the Socratic Elenchus relies on a conversational method. Picture Socrates sitting in a public gathering, gently probing into the beliefs of those around him. He would ask questions such as, "What is justice?" or "Is forgiveness always a virtue?" By encouraging dialogue and challenging assumptions, he guided others toward re-examining their beliefs. This serves as a crucial reminder that our understanding is shaped not just by facts, but by the ongoing dialogue we have with ourselves and others. Through questioning, we can confront complexities and refine our thoughts. Creating a connection between the scientific method and the Socratic Elenchus, we find a shared commitment to critical examination. Whether a scientist looks at data or a philosopher interrogates beliefs, both methods demonstrate that knowledge is provisional and ever-evolving. Have you ever had a belief that changed after discussing it with someone? That's the essence of critical thinking. We become stronger thinkers when we remain open to revising our views, constantly questioning and learning. Moreover, Both the scientific method and the Socratic elenchus create a foundation for intellectual humility. This is the understanding that we do not have all the answers and that our beliefs can, and often should, change as we gather more information. In a moment of reflection, think about the last time you had to admit you were wrong. It likely did not feel great, but it also didn't end your world. Instead, it led to growth, learning, and a better understanding of the topic at hand. Now, let's consider the broader implications of these methods in society. Civilization, as we know it, has advanced significantly through critical inquiry. The development of complex systems in science, technology, laws, and ethics hinges on our ability to think critically and seek truths. The scientific method has helped us develop vaccines, explore outer space, and understand climate change. Each of these advancements resulted from rigorous testing of hypotheses and rigorous questioning of existing beliefs. Simultaneously, the Socratic elenchus has laid the groundwork for rational discourse. Think about how democracy itself thrives on dialogue and debate. By questioning leaders, policies, and societal norms, we refine our ethics and values, steering toward improvements in our societal structures. It pushes us to examine not just what we believe, but why we believe it. A vital question in today's rapidly changing world. As civilization evolves, we find ourselves navigating complex issues like climate change, technological advance, and social inequality. Here, the principles from both methods become essential. The scientific method drives us to seek data and solutions critically, while the Socratic elenchus challenges our views and prompts inclusive dialogue. Together, they can foster a more informed citizenry, one that questions its choices and adapts over time, thereby building resilience. So, what can we do to embrace these pillars of truth? Start by becoming more inquisitive in your everyday life. When you encounter a claim, whether it's your friend saying a certain diet works wonders or a news piece reporting a significant event, ask questions. Use the scientific method framework. What evidence supports this? How was that conclusion reached? And blend in a touch of the Socratic elenchus by questioning the reasoning behind those beliefs. Engage in dialogue with those who may share different views. This isn't about confrontation. It's about growth and deepening understanding. Furthermore, consider this. Our modern world is rife with information. We're inundated with opinions, misinformation, and news articles. Developing a critical lens to evaluate what we consume can drastically change our perspective on reality. It helps us navigate the excess of information in a meaningful way. Remember, just because something is widely accepted doesn't mean it's true. Truth requires scrutiny, and critical thinking is our best tool. In conclusion, both the scientific method and the Socratic elenchus are not just ways of acquiring knowledge. They are vital frameworks for navigating our lives. They empower us to ask questions, seek evidence, and challenge our beliefs, leading us to more informed and resilient decisions. By embracing these methods, we foster curiosity and commitment to understanding and improving ourselves and the world around us. As we pursue truth together, let's continue to question, engage, and grow. Thank you.